Archers for the week 9 to 14 November 2003.
It's an early start at Grange Farm.
I've left you some coffee inside, Oliver.
Off to work already? A bit early, isn't it?
I woke up and started thinking about this fostering business.
Uh-huh.
Alistair was helpful, going through everything when he adopted Daniel.
Good.
I thought you'd be watching the rugby, not feeding cattle out here.
Oh, I want to get my chores out of the way before church.
You're going this week, are you?
Well, Remembrance Day.
Oh, of course.
I'm coming on to Grey Gables after.
Really?
Meeting Keith to talk about finding a new whipper in, and then I wondered if you might find time for a quick lunch.
Well, now we've laid the wreath, let's make our way to the church where it's warmer. Well, slightly warmer anyway. And we'll continue the service there.
Never fails to move me, that poem.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old.
Yeah. What?
I'm just recalling my first Remembrance Day parade as a young subaltern. That morning, some wag thought it'd be fun to swap all the shoes around. You know, after the Batman polished them. I ended up with a pair of size 12s.
How long were you in the army?
4 years. Hmm? Happy days.
Bet.
I'm impressed to see Marjorie Antrop this year.
Yeah, standing for all that time.
Built of sturdy stuff, that woman. The Empire spirit.
Most of the other people from the Laurels are waiting in the church.
And yet, 2,000 years after the death of our Lord, it is to the abiding discredit of humanity that men and women around the world are still dying in unnecessary and shameful conflict. Too often their lives have been squandered in pursuit of territorial squabbles and racial hatred. Whereas Jesus made his courageous sacrifice for a much higher aim. He died to save us from sin. Conflict is an inevitable part of human society, but each one of us needs to ask what we can do to resolve conflict by peaceful means. In our family life, our work, our society, and in our world at large. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we pray that you will shine the light of peace into the hearts of all people, especially in those areas of the world blighted by violent conflict. Iraq, Palestine, Kashmir.
Hunt business, was it?
Yes. Mr. Speller is one of the other joint masters. We have a job vacancy.
I'm not surprised with the imminent demise of hunting.
Well, let's not count our chickens, Linda.
I can't imagine anyone looking for work in hunting now.
I've been looking for Caroline, but she isn't in her office.
Shall I page her for you?
If you wouldn't mind.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I'm a bit late.
For?
The Chartered Surveyor's Luncheon.
Oh, yes, Graham. The Arkwright Room. You've plenty of time, actually. They're still going in.
Oh, that's a relief. Oh, it's Oliver Sterling, isn't it?
Yes.
Graham Ryder?
Oh, of course. Nice to meet you again.
I understand that, thanks to Linda, we are fellow thespians.
Oh, are you in the mystery place too? Well, what part are you playing?
Lucifer.
Ah, Herod.
So I hear. Anyway, I mustn't keep Mr. Rodway waiting. It's this way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Enjoy your lunch.
Thanks.
I hope the rehearsals are going well.
Quite well, thank you. I'm working with my Mary and Joseph tonight.
Good, good.
Hello, Oliver. Ah. Are you looking for me?
Yes, well, not very.
I can't make lunch, I'm afraid.
Hello, no. Grey Gables
well,
Hotel. Linda
just
Snell
a thought.
Speaking.
Walk with me to the function room, please.
Righto. You've obviously had a very busy day.
Oh, you could say that. Not helped by Eddie pestering me about some old port barrels. You know, they were in the residence lounge.
Well, what do you want them for? I can't see them enhancing the decor of Keeper's Cottage.
Storing his cider in.
Oh, of course.
How did things go with Keith?
Not particularly well, if I'm honest.
He'd had no luck with his trawl around the stables.
No. No budding whips there. Well, not so far, anyway.
So, what's next?
job centre?
Don't you think that might be risky? And if we go public, we might have all sorts of troublemakers applying.
Oh, I see your point.
Now, for the time being, I think we'd better stick to word of mouth.
Oh, look at the time. 7:40, and he's still not here.
Well, that's Kenton for you.
So unprofessional.
Well, he isn't a professional, is he? Nor am I.
No, but you are displaying a professional attitude, Susan.
Well, I want to get it right.
I know what we can do. Let's talk about the part of Mary. Now, I really want you to inhabit the role.
Inhabit?
Get inside it. Wear it like a comfortable suit of clothes.
Oh, I thought I was just meant to say the lines.
Oh, no, Susan. Let's think about Mary the person, not the ancient holy icon.
OK.
Now, Mary is a young woman, a simple woman, probably from a very humble family. Joseph, her husband, is a good man, but older than her. And this simple woman is told something that she thinks will make all her friends and neighbours shun her.
Yes.
Now, is there anything that you can draw on in your own life to help you discover how Mary might feel?
Are you trying to be funny?
I'm sorry?
Is that why you gave me the part?
Oh, no, Susan. I was just trying... Oh, dear.
Evening, all.
Kenton, it's 7:45.
Oh, not quite.
The rehearsal was supposed to start at 7:30 sharp.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. Kenton introduced me to... Jazza, is it?
Yeah. His face is looking much better now.
Oh, he's quite a character, isn't he? Hello, Susan.
Hello.
And where was this? In the pub, I suppose? Yes. Right, well, let's not waste any more time. Graham, could you read in as Gabriel, please?
Oh, Walter or Nelson? Sorry.
Who's playing Gabriel?
Haven't we got a Gabriel yet?
I am working on it.
Belinda, it's a really big part.
Yes, I'm aware of that, thank you. Kenton, you just leave the casting to me and concentrate on your own role. Page 42, please.
Mm-hmm. Do you want us on the stage?
Oh, yes, please, Susan. For now. Though remember, you will really be in front of the altar for this bit, so we mustn't spread out too much in rehearsal.
Right.
Where do you want me?
Oh, upstage left, please, Graham.
By that
stack of chairs.
Oh.
And Susan... On the other side, near the front of the stage.
What, here?
Fine. Right, Graham, Gabriel's opening speech, please.
Hail Mary, maiden free, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Among all women, blessed be thou, and blessed be the fruit of thy body.
Lord, that rules land and sea, who wondrously now surprises me. A simple maiden of my degree to be greeted so graciously.
Mary, fear
yes,
about...
thank you. We'll jump to Mary's next cue.
Oh, couldn't we just...
No, thank you, Graham. There's not much point in the devil rehearsing Gabriel's performance, is there?
All right, then. That such renown and royalty was never seen here before.
How may this be, angel so bright? For sinfully, I never knew any white.
Alas, alas, it was me who hath made her with child.
Kenton!
What?
You sound like Mr. Pullen on a bad day.
Well, Joseph's getting on a bit, isn't he?
Yes, look at the next line. Well, I feared an old man and a maid.
He's not meant to be geriatric.
How do you know?
He's a working carpenter.
Joe Grundy's a working farmer, sort of. He's in his 80s.
If you look over the page, it's clear he hasn't had sex for 30 years.
Who? Joe Grundy? That doesn't surprise me.
I don't care. My Joseph is not in his 80s.
OK, well, how old would you like him to be, then?
Well, 50-something.
Well, that's not particularly old. Couldn't he be, say, 65?
55, perhaps.
63?
Late 50s is an absolute maximum.
How about a well-preserved 61?
No.
60. That is my final offer.
Kenton, this is not a used car lot. I am the director, and I say Joseph is not a day older than... 57.
But that means the last time he had sex.
When he last made love is irrelevant, Graham.
Well, surely it is, because...
No, this play is not about sex. It's about a divine miracle that brought hope for all mankind. Now, please, carry on, Kenton.
Well, I feared an old man and a maid could find a chord in no way. These years... I have had, no play or worked any work so wild.
Benton.
Yeah?
I think that gesture is completely inappropriate, don't you?
Oh, I thought it rather added to
it. Could I just remind you that I need you to be four square behind this production, Kenton?
Yes. Yeah, I see what you mean.
So we'll cut the gesture, shall we?
Whatever you say, Linda. Got your actors well under control, I see.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Oh, well, it's early days, of course, but I think the cast and I are coming to an understanding.
Oh, don't let me interrupt.
Actually, I think now might be a good moment to take a short break. 2 minutes, everyone. Okay. Glad you popped in, Alan. Actually, I've been doing some research about the original productions of the mystery plays.
Oh, yes.
And I've got some ideas about set design. You know, they used to be quite spectacular. High elevations, moving parts and so on.
Yes.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if Gabriel could actually descend from the heavens on a cloud, say?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be wonderful, but I'm not the first idea how you do it.
Yeah, well, I must speak to Robert about it.
I'd love to hear his response.
Perhaps a crane hire firm could sponsor us.
No, there must be a sheep farm that would put a few quid into the adoration of the shepherds.
Yes, perhaps Brian Aldridge.
What about the slaying of the innocents, though? Abattoirs? Butchers?
I really don't think...
Relax, that's... Linda, I'm joking.
Oh, yes, very funny. If you'll excuse me, I just need a word with my Mary.
Oh, don't mind me.
Thank you. Susan, dear, I'm hoping to start rehearsing the Magi's Oblation later.
Hello. I don't think we've met. I'm the devil.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Nice to come face to face with the opposition at last.
Graham Ryder.
Alan Frank, so he did.
I think we may have a mutual acquaintance, actually. Bill Trevethick. He works for the diocese in Thumb.
Yes, I know Bill, yeah.
Oh, I've been dealing with him over the rental of your temporary residence.
Oh, yeah, the vicarage that became a surgery that became a vicarage again.
That's the one.
Actually, I've been meaning to ask Bill how long they've rented it for.
Oh, just 3 months.
Oh, right. Is the owner moving in afterwards, then?
No, it's an investment property, but Mr. Crawford does like the area.
Mr. Crawford? Is that the Mr. Crawford who's put in a planning application for a big place up the road?
Yes, that's him. Matt Crawford.
And Bert is not a happy man.
Trouble is, all my tools and everything are in the spare room. My Frieda's not happy at all.
I bet she isn't, Bert.
She can't even get the U-bank in there, let alone the vacuum.
And the shed's all ready to go up?
Oh, yeah, we've done the hard standing at the weekend. Steady, Bert. Without Joe Grundy can't help me.
Why not?
He's being interviewed by the Echo about this barn.
What? All day?
Well, that's the way he tells it. They're sending a photographer, too.
Mmm.
Oh, you should have seen Frieda's face, Ruth. I only got one rasher this morning and a hard yoke.
It's serious, then.
Oh, it was all planned. Now, David said I could nip off as soon as Mr. Archer arrives to help get this lot through the crush. Then Joe and I would have got it all up ready when Frieda come back from the ball.
And you get yourself a decent tea.
Oh, it'll be spaghetti hoops the way things are going.
Look, Jill's got Ben today because of these TB tests. Why don't I give you a hand?
Are you sure, Ruth?
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's a very kind offer.
I'll get the gate. It isn't going to take very long, is it?
Oh, no, I've put up dozens of sheds in my time. With the two of us, it'll be an hour at the most.
What's Elizabeth picking up?
You know this games night I'm organising for the WI?
Mm.
She said her printer could do the scorecards for us.
Mm.
You know, include it in another job so it'd be cheaper.
Oh, yes, I see.
So she's coming over to collect the design and text.
Oh, I shall probably miss her then.
When do you have to be at Brookfield?
11.
And you'll be there all day?
Well, with over 200 beasts to test.
Not the results day, is it?
No, that's Thursday.
Wouldn't it be a relief if they were test clear again?
Oh, I can't tell you.
What are you looking for?
Well, the Felpisham Cathedral School information.
I thought we'd given that to David and Ruth.
Oh, I had a spare copy somewhere.
You know, I went into Felpisham yesterday.
Yes?
Do you know how long it took me to get there?
Well, I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Nearly an hour.
Well, the traffic is bad, I know, especially first thing.
I couldn't help thinking that there are better things to do than travelling for nearly 2 hours a day.
You're not talking about yourself, I take it.
No. If you're concerned about Pip's musical education, Wouldn't she be better using the time for lessons or practising?
Takes time to get into Borchester.
Phil, there's no comparison.
And the cathedral school. It has such wonderful opportunities.
Really? You'd have liked to have gone there yourself, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, perhaps.
You know you can't live out your own wishes through your children. Even less through your grandchildren.
No, that's not what I'm doing. It's Ruth and David's choice.
And Pip's.
Of course. But if they do choose the cathedral school and money's a problem, then I think we should do what we can to help them.
This was about 7 o'clock. Saw she was down and her ears were cold.
Oh, yeah, that's a sure sign.
Yeah. But anyway, I injected her and we got her propped up on a bale.
Well, you should have called me, David. I'm money down the lane now.
No. Ruth loves it. Makes her feel useful.
Well, she looks okay this morning. Cow, I mean.
Yeah, she was up in no time.
We've not had much milk fever this year.
No, I don't think we need to muck about with a feed or anything.
Any progress on Woodbine Cottage?
Oh, not since Matt Crawford's last offer, no. The agent showed some people around on Saturday, but haven't heard anything.
That's worrying.
Oh, not really. It's a nice place, good location. It'll sell soon enough.
What's this? A go slow?
Hi, Dad.
Morning, boss.
Oh, we got a few dozen through, then Alice had to take a call.
Yeah, so I see. Doesn't look very happy.
Oh, we won't be long. Are you ready to start as soon as he's off the phone?
That's what I'm here for.
Right, do you want to pop off and sort out that shed of yours then, Bert?
Oh, I don't mind if I do. Is that all right, Mr. Archer?
Yes, Bert, off you go.
I'll just go find Ruth then. Thanks.
Right. You've made Frieda Fry a very happy woman.
Oh, I'm pleased. David, while Alistair's still on the phone...
Yeah?
Have you decided anything yet about Pip's school?
Oh, Dad, no. There are just so many pros and cons on each side,
you know.
Well,
I wanted you to know, if you do go for Felpisham Cathedral School, well, if we can help in any way, we will. Financially, I mean.
Now, when you say we...
Well, yes, your mother... let's just say I want to help.
Well, I really appreciate that, Dad. But I can't accept it. It's our decision and has to be our responsibility.
There should be four of them.
I don't know why they don't just use nails and screws.
Look, side bracket E.
Oh, where you are with nails and screws.
It says here, simpler and easier with our patented bracket system. Mm. You unpacked all the bits?
Yeah, before you got here.
They all look different from the diagram when they're on the ground, don't they?
Mm.
What about those?
Where?
By the door.
Oh, could be, I suppose.
Now, how many are there?
Four.
Well, they must be, don't you think?
Well, let's give them a try.
If we both lift this long wall into place.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
And
hop! Here it comes!
Now, I'll hold it and you lift the short wall up.
Right. Yeah, you okay there?
Yeah. Don't worry about me.
Right. Here she goes.
Now, can you pick up one of the brackets?
Ah.
Maybe you should have done that first.
No. No, I think I can. Oops.
Careful!
Oh, now I've got it.
Right, can you attach it to your wall?
I think I need three hands.
We're doing this in the wrong order, aren't we?
How's it going?
We're having a bit of trouble, you think, David?
Why aren't you putting cows through the crush?
Well, Alistair had to pop back to his surgery. Someone's brought in a cat that was hit by a car.
Ooh.
So, thought I'd see how you're getting on. Looks like you could do with a hand.
He was watching a video of the Cincinnati Kid last night.
Oh, Steve McQueen, lovely.
Taking notes.
There you are. The father was going to take them to Brookfield, but they were still cooling.
Oh, no problem. I can drop them off on my way.
Do you and Nigel want some?
Your rock cakes, I should say so.
I'll get another tin.
He's playing again tonight.
Is he still losing?
I'm sure I'd be the first to know if he was winning.
Well, he might get better at it.
The family history doesn't exactly give me much confidence.
Nigel isn't Julia, if that's what you're worried about.
Mm. Well, at least tomorrow night I can keep an eye on him.
Why's that?
We're going to a viewing at a gallery in Birmingham.
That's nice.
Mm, with Usha. Her friend Ashok's got some pieces there.
Are you interested for your gallery?
Oh, it's too early to say, but it'll be good to see what else is about. Anyway, have you got this stuff for the printer?
It's on the little table there.
Oh, right. Not all this, surely.
Oh, no, just the top one.
Felpisham Cathedral School.
Oh, that's where he put it.
Is Dad going to a concert or something?
Oh,
no, it's a prospectus.
Yes.
What have you got this for?
It's Ruth and David's, really. They're thinking about it for Pip.
Oh, I thought she'd be going to Borchester Green.
Your father thinks, well, they all think, she might get a better musical education there.
Is Pip that musical, though? And I know she plays the piano.
And she sings nicely.
Yes, but...
Borchester Green seems to be concentrating more on technology now.
Have you seen these fees?
Yes.
But I thought Ruth and David were meant to be on the breadline.
It's not quite as bad.
I mean, that's why they're selling Woodbine Cottage.
Elizabeth.
And when they do, of course, they'll have pots of money to spend on Pip's education. Well, isn't that nice for them?
Careful, Bert!
Sorry, or you just need to get a better grip.
Hurry up, you two. This isn't very stable.
Right, got it.
OK, let's attach your end first.
Ah, fiddly things, aren't they?
You're telling me it's a terrible design.
Right, done it.
Good. Now, I'll swap my... Get in, you stupid... Ah! There, right. You can let go now, Ruth.
Are you sure?
Yep, we've got all four sides up.
Right.
Should be more stable now.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
What do you think, Bert? Can you start to see it now? Your little sanctuary?
Well, but...
What?
It still looks a bit wobbly to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, look, let's get the roof on. Perhaps that'll lock it all together.
Oh, here's Elizabeth, look.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what she wants.
She looks determined.
Hello, Elizabeth.
I've just been dropping off some cakes for Mum. Dad said you were down here.
Is it me you want to see?
Well, as I'm here, yes. I thought I might have a word with you about Pip's education.
All right. Bert, do you want to go and sort out the roof panels? I'll just be a minute.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'll help you, Bert.
So, what's this about?
I understand you're thinking of sending Pip to Felbersham Cathedral School.
How did you find that out?
Were you keeping it a secret?
No.
Well, then it doesn't matter how I found out. Mm-hmm. Tell me, if you're so hard up, how are you going to afford over 7,000 a year plus extras?
We don't know that we are sending her there yet. There's a lot to consider.
Is it by selling Woodbine Cottage?
We're selling Woodbine Cottage because the business needs the funds.
175,000. Come on, even you can't be that much in debt.
What's your point, Elizabeth?
My point is that you are selling off a family asset.
A farm asset.
Exactly. But you're not using the money for the farm. You're using it for personal benefit.
We haven't used it for anything yet. We don't know if she is going there. And even if she does, we're not talking about using that money.
Oh, you're suddenly going to start turning a profit out of this place, are you?
What the hell do you know about it? You're not going to tell me that Lily and Freddie weren't put down for public school at birth.
Careful, Bert!
I'm not here to discuss Lily and Freddie.
No, but you're quite happy to discuss my children. No, Bert, not on your own!
No!
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Me? This just proves my point. You can't even put a shed up.
This was perfectly under control until you distracted me.
Oh, sorry, babe. That the wind caught it.
You all right, Bert?
Yeah, no bones broken.
Why don't you just go?
I am. I've got work to do. And you should change the sign on the gate, you know.
What?
To Billy Smarts.
You smug...
Let her go, David. Where did these come from?
Well, they must have been under them roof panels.
Hang on. These look like... Let's see that instruction leaflet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like the brackets to hold the walls together.
They do, don't they?
Oh. Oh, he must have put the panels down on top of them when he was unpacking.
Bert!
Ah, how is it going then? Oh, you don't seem to have made much progress.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Dad.
Alistair's back.
Oh, right. I'd better get back to the yard then.
And while I was in the house, I took a phone call from Rodway and Watson.
Oh, yeah?
Matt Crawford's increased his offer on Woodbine Cottage.
Again? What to?
Well, 180,000. Isn't that...
Yep. 5,000 over the asking price.
Is Brian working too hard?
Have you finished for the day now, darling?
Well, as soon as the grain wagon goes, I want to check on the sheep before it gets dark.
Oh, couldn't Adam do that?
Well, he's mending a jump at the riding course.
Well, can't that wait?
Well, you don't want someone going over it and getting injured.
No, I suppose not.
You know, for the first time in years, we're actually going to get a half-decent price for this wheat. Actually make a bit of profit for a change.
Oh, good.
Hey, thank the drought across Europe for that.
Do you know what Jill's just told me?
No.
Well, have you heard what Matt Crawford's up to?
Susan Carter's more likely to hear what Matt's up to than I am. Actually, Ed Grundy's even more likely to hear. Well, what's he done now? Put in planning permission for an airport behind the Bull?
No, not quite. He's upped his offer on Woodbine Cottage again. $5,000 above the asking price.
Oh, he's obviously serious about buying, isn't he?
Yeah.
And there's no love lost between him and David.
No.
I'm surprised he's so keen to put money into Brookfield's pocket.
Afternoon.
Oh, Nigel, welcome back.
Had a good day, sport? Absolutely splendid. Hans drew in Lakey Coppice, and Charlie gave us a cracking run.
Oh.
He went to ground this side of Pennyhasset, but we bowled him over near the Crown and Cushion.
Oh, that was a good run.
Must have been a 5-mile point. So invigorating.
And were you a whipper in?
I was. Managed not to disgrace myself. Thanks to Tolly here.
Well, thanks for taking him out.
My pleasure.
He really doesn't get enough exercise.
Adam rides him, doesn't he?
Yeah, but not nearly often enough.
Well, for a horse like this, there's no better exercise than hunting.
Absolutely. It'd
be such a shame if it all ends.
Mm. Well, you'll have to get your thrills from poker.
It's not really a substitute, is it? Although, I did have a triumphant moment last night.
Really?
I'm not particularly good at bluffing, normally, but I managed to make Kenton back down, and all I had was a pair of fives.
But he wasn't impressed.
No, especially as he had a pair of kings.
Oh, dear.
So you're in the money, then?
Well, not quite. I still ended the evening a little down. But it's definitely going in the right direction.
That wagon looks ready to go. Excuse me, Nigel.
Yes, see you. Right, I'll take Tolly to the stable and sort him out for the night.
Okay.
And then, before Lizzie collects me, can I be a nuisance and borrow your shower?
Of course.
Can't have a night in Birmingham smelling like this.
Hello, Usha.
Elizabeth, come in. I can't stop. I'm in the middle of a game of poker.
Where is everybody?
What do you mean?
Well, I thought you were playing poker.
I am.
Oh, against the computer?
No, against real people. Look.
Oh, it's like a real card table.
And that's me at the bottom of the screen.
Cowgirl. Highly appropriate, I thought.
And there are 6 other players, all connected via the internet. No, 7. Look, someone's just joined us. Jaunty B, 39, from Australia. Yes.
Did you win?
Shared the pot with those two. Oh, here's another deal.
Very quick, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to have your wits about you.
Is that your balance?
Yeah. Come on, Jaunty.
1120. That's not pounds, is it?
Oh, no, this is play money. They kick you off with about 1,000 points when you join the table. Oh.
No, I think not.
So you folded. The hand hadn't improved much, and there's not much point bluffing because people haven't got anything to lose.
Right.
So they just call you all the way.
How long have you been playing?
About 20 minutes. I was just filling in time till you got here.
No, I mean how long overall?
Oh, not long.
I haven't gone on the money tables.
When you say tables...
Oh, virtual tables.
Look.
Hold'em. Crazy pineapple. Omaha.
Different types of poker. Those are all the games that are going on at the moment, and that column shows the stakes. Everything from 1 or 2 cents up to...
Good Lord.
$200, $400. All you need is a credit card.
Usha, will you do me a favour?
What?
Please, don't tell Nigel about this.
Right. It'll be our secret. Anyway, we'd better get going, haven't we?
Yes, we better had.
Okay. Well, it's nice of you to offer to drive.
Oh, that's no problem. I'd have to drive Nigel anyway.
Oh, of course.
I've just got to drop something off at Jack and Peggy's, and then we'll collect him from Home Farm.
And then on to the gallery.
Mm-hmm. And the intriguing Ashok.
Usha! Usha, over here!
Oh, we're sorry we're late.
Well, I'm starting to think you've blown me out.
No, it's my fault. My fault entirely, I'm afraid. Ashok, you remember Elizabeth from the party?
Of course.
Hi. And Nigel?
Yes, indeed. Oh, nice to see you again.
It's my aunt's birthday tomorrow. I just had to drop a present off. She kept me talking for ages.
Well, family can be like that, can't they?
And then we got a bit lost around the ball ring. Well, that was my fault.
It's changed such a lot round here.
Well, I don't expect we've got time for a drink now before the viewing.
Well, not with how long it takes to get served here. Do you mind if I just finish this one?
Okay, go ahead.
Sure. I mean, there'll be drinks at the gallery, of course.
How are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm a bag of nerves.
Well, don't worry, you'll be fine.
Oh, I'm only showing a few pieces, but... Well, if I'm going to make a success of this mad career change, this is important. Oh. Ah, right. Are you all ready then?
No, I like it a lot. Me too.
Do you? I'm always a bit less confident about my 3D work.
Oh, is that how you see it? I mean, rather than sculpture?
Well, what's in a name? You can call it anything you like.
Well, even your paintings aren't just paintings, are they?
No, not with all those stack-on bits.
That's the accountant in me.
Really?
Can't stand the waste. I have to do a lot of research before I start anything. And you know how when you travel, you accumulate bits and pieces?
Yes.
I thought, why not try and incorporate them in the work?
Found objects.
And ephemera. Yes, if you want to use the jargon.
Like that? What is it?
Oh, it's a tide table.
Oh, I see.
And that part's formed from an ashtray that I stole from a bar near the harbour.
You'd never know, would you?
So, what do you think, Elizabeth? Well, I'd like to see some more before committing myself.
Of course. I've got lots I can show you.
But from what I've seen so far, yes, I'd be very interested.
Great.
Excellent. You'll have to come over to Lower Loxley sometime.
I will, definitely.
And what about the other string tubo?
Oh, one thing at a time, sure.
What's this? Go on.
What are you? My agent?
Oh, someone has to be. Well, you've got to tell me now, Ashok. I'm intrigued.
Well, look, somewhere on the high seas is a container of Indian art and artifacts that I'm importing. As you have a gallery, I wonder if any of those would be of interest to you.
What sort of things?
Oh, it's a real mixture. I thought if I brought a variety of work, then I could see what did well and maybe specialise in one or two areas later.
Well, it's a possibility. When it arrives, you must give me a ring. We'll take a look at it.
Well, thank you. But my first priority will be to show you some more of my own work.
I'd like that. Do you want to have a look at the upstairs space, Nigel?
Yes, why not?
We'll meet up later, then.
All right. Thanks.
See you later.
You really are a very pushy woman, aren't you?
Well, you're not exactly backward yourself when you get going.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Well, now, shall we take a look at the competition?
Now, that's a picture I can understand. See the mother in that one? She looks... well, she looks almost divine.
Hmm.
Lizzie?
Do you know what day it is on Friday?
No.
It's Rory's birthday.
Ah.
I'd like to have sent him a little present.
You don't know where he is?
No address, not even an email.
I know it's hard to lose a friend, but I genuinely think it's for the best.
I know.
It was just far too complicated.
Thought you might like a gin and tonic.
Oh, darling, you angel.
I thought I might like one too.
Well, you deserve it.
Well, so do you. Don't spill it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Jenny, that's perfect.
Alice has just left.
Squared away by... what was his name?
Harry.
Harry, yeah. Mm. He's very tall, isn't he?
They all seem to be nowadays. But he is 17.
Don't remind me. Was he hunting with Nigel today, do you know?
I hope not. He's meant to be at college.
Is this the turning point, you think?
What do you mean?
Will Alice forget about horses now the boys are on the scene?
Doesn't automatically follow.
No, I suppose not. Why do away with one worry for us just because you found another one?
Lots more worries about boys and horses.
Yes. Still, at least this one seems a nice lad.
I'll remind you of that when it's 2 a.m. and she's still not home. Oh, do you want me to do your back?
Oh, would you die? It's still a bit of a stretch.
Give him a sponge, then.
Oh, that's lovely.
Adam says you've been talking about this CAP thing, the midterm review.
The MTR, yes. It's a bit of a poser.
Deciding what to grow in the future.
I mean, some of it's straightforward. And the better land will just keep us wheat. Should make a go of that, even in a free market.
There you are.
Oh, just a bit more, please.
Oh.
Go on, I'm sure you've missed a bit.
Well, what about the other land?
Well, Adam suggests we put it down to grass, but...
Oh, isn't that a good idea?
Well, we'd save the variable cost. Seed, fertilizer.
Sprays?
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah. We wouldn't be cutting the fixed costs in the same way. So without something making a decent contribution to those, we'll pull down the profitability of the whole farm.
Now, that's definitely the cleanest back in Bolsetshire.
All right.
It's your turn.
No, I haven't come up with the right solution yet.
Ah, it is a poser.
Yes. But there's one thing we can do right away.
Is there?
And I'm going to take the first steps tomorrow.
Greg's day is about to turn sour.
Greg?
Greg? Oh, sorry, Mr. Aldrich. Didn't hear you.
Ah, well, this is looking better.
I thought last week you could do with a bit of cutting back.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, just let me put this down.
Went well last week, I thought.
Yeah, can't complain.
It's a shame there are only 5 guns.
You gave them good sport, then?
Oh, yeah, they were very pleased. Where's William?
Oh, he's seeing to one of the release pens over at Grey Gables.
Oh, good.
Did you want something in particular?
Yes, I did. I want you to do some research for me.
Oh, yes?
Income from the shoot's not too rosy at the moment.
Yes.
For next year, I want us to fit in more days.
How many?
Well, I was thinking about a 25% increase.
What?
If anything less, it's going to make much difference.
Oh, I mean a lot more.
More birds, yes. I imagine we'll want to buy in the extra poults.
Well, I was going to say more work.
What I'd like you to do is have a think about where the new drives could go and come up with figures for the additional costs. Poults, feed, pens, that sort of thing.
I don't know. We're already pretty busy.
No, no, don't worry. Don't worry. I want the figures tomorrow. Let's say by the end of the month.
Well, thanks for coming so early, chap.
Oh, that's all right.
No problem. The hall's needed at 7:30 for the over 60s whist drive. In fact, I wondered if you might be going.
No, well, of old people,
I suppose so.
Might be going to the ball, though.
No, I won't be able to join you there. I'll have to get back to the vicarage and start thinking about the Advent service.
Oh, well.
But as drinking beer is an essential part of the drama, I came prepared.
Ooh, lovely. You're my kind of vicar, you know that?
Right, let's start from the top, shall we? Bert?
Oh, right, you are, Alan. You want a note in them cans?
No, not just yet. We'll wait till we feel we deserve it, shall we?
Well, I'm sure as a hard-working man of the cloth, you deserves one right now.
Get thee behind me, Joe. Off you go, then, Bert.
Oh, with walking weary, I have me wrought. Over the hills my sheep have I sought. Sickening beasts are in my thought. How to save them and heal.
That's excellent. I can hear every word now.
Oh, good.
But there's something I need you to think about, though.
What's that, then?
You're a farm worker, aren't you?
Yeah.
Worked on farms all your life.
Man and boy.
Is it an easy job? Physically, I mean.
It is the way he does it. I heard that joke, Grundy. No, it's hard work. No.
Early starts, long hours.
Yeah.
So have a look at that first line again. How do you think he feels, this shepherd?
Well, tired, I suppose.
Yeah, you bet. You've been out since dawn, up and down the hills, chasing after those stupid animals. You're knackered, man.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So let's hear a bit of that, then. First verse again.
Oh, with walking weary, I have me wrought. Over the hills, my sheep.
Colin's away on holiday at the moment. Malta.
All right for some.
Clary's doing a few extra hours, but it's no substitute for another pair of hands.
No.
Mum's really up against it.
I bet.
This cabbage is good, isn't it? Kept it back at the shop. I nearly sold it, and then I thought, why shouldn't we have it? I thought it'd go nicely with some arsenic pudding and strychnine sauce.
What?
Oh, you are listening then.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
Come on. What's wrong?
It's Brian Aldridge. This afternoon, he calmly tells me he wants to have 25% more shooting days next year.
Wow.
I've got to come up with the figures.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Expanding your part of the business.
I tried to tell him we were working flat out already, but he just slides off him like Teflon.
Surely he doesn't expect you to do it without extra staff.
He didn't mention any.
Well, you'll have to. And when you do the figures, you'll have to budget in the additional staff costs.
He's not going to want to take on another keeper.
Well, even with that sort of increase?
No, he's doing this to make more money, isn't he?
Well, what about casual help? He knows how hard you work, Greg. Even he can't expect you to conjure up 25% more hours in a day.
No.
I just have to be clear about it. More days means more help.
I suppose he didn't actually specify that we had to deal with just me and Will.
There you go, then.
Thanks, Liv.
All part of the service. Hey, how'd you like to watch a video tonight?
Oh.
Kirsty's lent me The Shawshank Redemption. It's meant to be really good.
Oh, it is. I've seen it. But I'd love to see it again with you. How about if I do my rounds early, then we can watch it when I get back?
But no fellowship here have I, save myself all alone upon I. And now for a meal do I die, but first a drink if I may.
And open your can and take a good sup.
Oh, all right.
What will we really be using then?
What, for the performance? Exactly what Bert's drinking from now.
Ooh. Well, a can of beer.
No. Well, he thought it'd be flagons or leather bottles or something.
When these plays were first performed in medieval times, they didn't drink out of, well, I don't know, Iron Age beakers, did they?
Well, don't ask me, I ain't that old.
Well, I think we can be pretty sure they didn't. They used what normal people drank out of then. And that's how I want this production to be.
Oh.
It's a fantastic story. It means as much today as it did hundreds of years ago. So let's show how relevant it is to modern times.
Right, you are. So you're saying drinking beer is relevant to now?
Yeah, okay, Joe, I can take a hint. Here.
Smashing.
Alan?
Yeah?
Have you managed to talk to Linda yet? About this modern relevance lack?
You leave her to me. Cheers.
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 I've only been gone 5 minutes.
I know. I just thought, well, do you want some popcorn to go with the movie?
What?
Go on. Can't watch a film without popcorn.
I think you'll find you can.
And if I nip out now, I can just go to the shop before it closes at 7.
Look, love, that's really nice of you, but you needn't go to any trouble.
I don't mind. Greg?
Helen, I'll phone you back.
Housing enough have we here, while we have heaven over our heads. Now to wet our mouths, time it were. This flagon I broached, no more said.
I'll take a nice big drink.
What is all this light here that shines so bright here on my black beard? For to see this sight here, a man may take fright here, for I am afraid.
Afraid for a fray now, that we all may know. Yet is it night, though it seems day now. Never truly to say now, saw I such a sight.
Who's there? Don't be stupid, just come out.
Come on, come on, get his arm! That's better.
I had to do the whole service with no trousers under my cassock. I was just hoping there wouldn't be a strong wind.
Oh, dear.
talk about an unfrocked priest. Oh, dear. Anyway, look. Let's carry on. Carry on from where you were. Go on, back on the stage.
Hey, that's enough.
Come on, let's get up to check it.
Leave it. Let's get out of here.
Come on.
Where are we going?
No!
Aha! I knew you wanted popcorn, really, so I'm nearly at the shop now. Anyway, even if you didn't,
Helen.
Greg, what is it?
Can you come to Leader's Wood? The track to the riding course. And bring the first aid kit, eh?
Lo, here be my herbs, safe and sound, wisely wrought for every wound.
Hold them up for us to see.
And yep. Could a sound man bring to ground?
That's it.
Within a little while. This is all that I can do, if it be weather or if it be you. All their sore ills this will undo, and clean up all hurt.
God who could do something like this. They're just animals. Worse than animals. Oh. Sorry. So sorry.
No, it's all right. It looks worse than it is.
How could you say that, Greg?
Cuts to the head always bleeds a lot. Is there one of those big sticky dressings?
These?
No, that's just a pad. That one, look. Oh!
Poor thing.
Let me hold his wipe on it. And you open the dressing.
You rung the police yet?
No.
As soon as we've done this, we'll ring them, okay?
No.
What?
There's no point.
What do you mean? Hold on. Hold on. Let me. There.
That should stop the bleeding. Now, can you help me get up?
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here all night.
All right. Shall I just...
Just give me your arm.
Okay.
And if I...
Oh, Greg.
Right. Let's go.
No, shouldn't you go to the hospital, Greg, please?
No, I just want to go home. Bring the first aid kit.
And I'll ring the police from home.
We're not going to ring.
But no.
I told you. I didn't see their faces.
Yeah, but you could describe their build, their voices. They might have your blood on their clothes.
They're not going to find them.
You don't know that, Greg.
It was just a bunch of sabs, that's all.
How do you know if you didn't see them?
I just know, that's all right?
All right.
This sort of thing just goes with the job, that's all.
Surely, Greg, you're...
No! No police. No hospital. Come on. Let's go home.
Oliver's being a good Samaritan.
It's very civil of you, Oliver Sterling.
No trouble at all, Joe. Caroline's asked me to do some food shopping anyway.
Oh, got time in your hands, have you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. The hunt's keeping me pretty busy. Especially with the campaign.
But your beasts are indoors now.
Oh, yes, yes. So they'd take a lot of looking after.
Light lady friend, eh?
It's more the other way around, Joe. She looks after me.
Very nice. She's a fine woman, is Caroline Bull.
Yes.
Any man be happy to have her.
I'm very lucky.
Oh, that's there, William Emma. Hello, Emma.
Is it? That's very brave. Not sure I'd like to risk these lanes on two wheels.
Oh, well, she's got to get to work somehow.
Yeah, I suppose so.
She's a sensible girl.
Well, there's another lucky man. You're William.
Ah, there he is. And a good one there.
Makes a big difference to a man's life. Joe, what time would you like me to collect you from the doctor's?
Ah, well, now, you know that grimy little news agent next to Drill Hall?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you pick me up there? He wants to get a few copies of the Echo.
Is that the last, Ruth?
Yeah. Go on.
Alistair should be here any minute.
One or two were a bit skittish. Didn't want to cooperate.
How's the grass looking up there?
All right. It's not going to last much longer, though.
Bring him in next week, I reckon.
Yeah. Is Phil coming today?
No, he's gone to Felpsham with Mum. Got Bert all day.
No time off for putting up sheds?
No.
Went up like a dream once we found the right brackets, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, as long as Frieda's got a spare bedroom back.
Oh, yeah. And Bert's happy as a pig in...
Clover, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. About Dad, you didn't mind that I turned him down without checking with you, do you?
No, I'd have done the same. Pip's our daughter and she's our responsibility.
Well, that's how I see it.
They don't have that sort of spare money anyway.
Here's Alice to look. Oh, and do you know what Bert was saying this morning?
No.
Well, you know the vicar's moved into the old surgery.
Well, they're working on the one in Darrington.
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, Alistair.
Well, guess who his landlord is?
Sydney Goodman?
Close. Matt Crawford.
He bought the surgery?
Apparently, yeah.
And now he owns Nightingale Farm.
And he's making these offers on Woodbine Cottage.
What's his game then?
Beats me. But you can bet it's not tiddlywinks.
Here we go again, then.
Yes, and we want it just like last time, please. A clear run.
He could hardly get out of bed this morning. Oh. It took me ages to convince him to ring in sick.
No, it's not a keeper's way, is it?
Oh, it's not Greg's way. You should have seen the state of his face.
You know what it's like, Helen. He's got his birds to look after.
Yeah, but Will could cope for a couple of days.
I expect he wants to put it behind him. You know, not stay at home and lick his wounds.
Yeah, well, I still think he should see a doctor.
Poachers, was it?
No, he said it was a bunch of saps.
Saps?
Yeah, three or four of them.
How they think that sort of action helps their case is completely beyond.
It's just hatred, isn't it?
And they say we're the cruel ones. God.
Well, I just thought you ought to pass the word around in case they're targeting people involved in the campaign.
Yes, yeah, good thinking. I'll make some calls when I get home.
Morning. Hello, Oliver.
Oh, hello, Jolene.
Helen, I'm looking for a little present for someone, some posh biscuits or something.
All right, biscuits are over there by the bread.
Oh, very nice.
Well, what do the police say?
Well, he doesn't want them involved.
But surely...
He didn't see their faces, so he says there's no point.
Well, I think that's a mistake.
So do I. But I just can't shift him.
Well, give him my best, will you?
I will. Oh, I'm sorry to go on about
no,
it.
No, not at all.
Right, what can I get you?
Oh, hang on. Caroline's written me a list. Right. Have you got any halloumi? Not that I have the first idea what it is.
Right, it's a cheese.
Oh, is it?
And yes, we've got some nice halloumi. Just one pair?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Now, I know you've got natural yogurt.
Yep, Bridge Farm's finest.
That's over here, isn't it? There we are. A big one, she says. Now, let's see. Saffron.
With the herbs.
Hey, did you say saffron? Here you are, Oliver.
Oh, that's most kind. Thank you.
It's quite a price, though.
My goodness, it is.
Well, it takes 5,000 flowers to produce an ounce, all picked by hand.
By the light of the full moon?
What?
Oh, no, I made that bit up.
Well, for that price, I wouldn't be surprised. Look, do you want to pay for those biscuits? I have a feeling I may be some time.
Oh, if you're sure, Tom.
Right. That's, 4.65.
What's Tahiti?
Other than an island, I don't know.
Sounds like one of them alka-plops that hen parties drink. There you go.
Thanks.
Don't sound like Caroline's sort of thing.
And that's 35 change. And your biscuits.
Well, it looks like Tahiti.
Right, let's see. Tahini!
Well, I'm still none the wiser.
It's a paste made with sesame seeds.
Oh.
We haven't got any, but Underwood's food hall might.
Thanks.
Sounds like Caroline's planning an exotic meal for you.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Puts the bull to shame. You know what Frida's special is today?
No.
Toad in the hole.
Oh.
So, Caroline and Oliver are serious about this fostering, then?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Right, this is the last of the milkers. All right.
I've got a social worker coming next week. We talked a lot about what I found out when we were adopting Daniel.
You didn't enjoy it, if I remember rightly.
Oh, certainly not all the interviews. They just seemed so intrusive.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's Daniel's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. What are you getting at?
Two of those bionicle things. 400376.
Right. Bionicles?
Yeah, sort of self-assembly fighting robots.
Oh, not Pip's sort of thing, then?
Oh, Daniel's mad on them.
Oh, more up Josh's street by the sound of it.
I expect Daniel will tell him all about it.
As if we needed another craze.
Ah, well, I'm pleased to say that all your milkers are TB-free.
Oh, brilliant.
On to the followers, then.
Hey, tell you what. Let's have some of this coffee first, shall we?
Oh, go on, then. I wouldn't say no.
You get any time off tomorrow?
No, not really. He's having a few friends round for tea in the afternoon. I'll probably pop in then.
Oh, that's probably enough. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Actually, while we've stopped...
It's odd how your own children are delightful, whereas other people...
I know what you mean. there's a voicemail. Try and later.
Who's that?
Tim Hathaway.
But, are you looking for some confidential medical advice?
No. I wanted to ask him a question about Honeysuckle Cottage.
Some people can smell a flask of coffee a mile off, can't they?
What?
Hello, Joe.
Morning.
Afternoon, actually.
Well, I ended my dinner here. All right, David, are
you? Fine, Joe. You come for some coffee?
What? Oh, no. Oliver Sterling just dropped me off.
Oh, yeah?
I had to go all the way into Portchester to have me flu jam.
criminal, isn't it?
Inconvenient, certainly.
Yeah, well, I thought you might want to have a look at this. There's my parish councillor, I mean.
Yeah, go.
Page 7.
Uh-huh. Ha! Wow, they've done you proud, haven't they? Ah. Look at this, Alistair. Turkey farmers fight against planning order.
Oh, good picture of you with your birds.
And the barn, look, there as well. See?
Oh, yeah. Is it all about you?
No. I interviewed Linda Snow as well. God knows why.
Oh, yeah. Local resident and environmental activist Linda Snow.
Environmental activist.
I'm very sorry about Mr. Grundy's turkeys, but if people are allowed to get away with this sort of road development, the whole countryside will be turned into a shanty town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not exactly Sao Paulo, is it?
Well, well done, Joe.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very nice article.
You want to keep that copy?
Yeah, all right, then.
Right, sure, that'll be 50 pence, then, please.
Oh, this really is excellent, Jolene.
There's some more mustard.
Mm. Thank you. You must give Frieda my compliments.
Yeah, I will. It's one of Bert's favourites, apparently, her toad in the hole.
Yeah, well, I can see why. This onion gravy's very good, too.
Have you got enough?
Oh, yes, plenty. Yeah.
I expect Caroline makes good gravy, doesn't she?
Well, yes, although we don't really have gravy that often.
Well, don't let me stop you eating.
No, well, if you don't mind. She's more of a sauce woman.
Yeah, I bet she is. Did you get all your shopping?
Oh, yes, yes, between Ambridge Organics and Underwood's Food Hall.
Good.
You know, since Caroline moved in, there's been quite a change at home. My fridge is full of all these exotic things I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And I must say it is nice to have some nursery food occasionally.
Well, that's not all we do here, though.
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean that.
We're planning some gourmet nights over the next few weeks.
Huh?
Nice for an evening out. Just your sort of thing, I'd have thought. You know, after the beef tasting.
Well, it might be normally, but I'm not sure about the timing. With the run-up to Christmas, it's a very busy period for Caroline.
Well, you never know. I'll give you a flyer anyway.
Yes, do.
Perhaps you could mention it to your friends?
Yes, of course. I'm sure people will be interested.
Well, I can't promise you halloumi and saffron, but there should certainly be some meals to remember.
He's not with his mum anymore, Ben, so we're going to give him some milk from a bucket. That's right. That's that bucket. Do you want to help? Come on, you hold the bucket with me. Hold it tight. And we put a bit of milk on Mummy's finger. Get to the calf like this. He likes it. Yeah, he likes the milk. He's sucking Mummy's finger. And now, yeah, there you go. See, Ben's drinking it. Almost as greedy as you, isn't he?
Daddy.
Hello, Ben.
How are you doing?
Yeah,
he got
it. Was going so well.
Oh, no.
Went right through the dairy herd, no problems.
Not the Herefords.
The first couple of dozen were fine. Actually started to think.
And then we had a reactor.
Three? All close together just now.
Oh, can't bear it. You're not... This isn't another wind-up, is it?
I wish it was. I'm sorry, love.
Which ones?
Cora B and Lady Jane came one after the other.
Mm.
And then a couple later, there was another one. Arabella.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry, Riff.
Poker night at Jack's Caff.
Now, you ought to try it, Fallon. It's complete freedom. Just you and the sea. Well, and the wind, of course.
Yeah, but you were never short of wind, Canton.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I remember one time, we were sailing up the coast from Sydney to Newcastle. That's in Australia.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and we were becalmed about 2 miles offshore.
Hey, all right, Kenton.
At last.
Oh, hi, Jazza.
What kept you?
I texted you back. Said I couldn't make it till 4:30.
I never got it.
Well, I'm here now.
What can I get you, mate?
I'm all right. You're closing up soon, anyhow.
Well, in a bit.
Well, I bet you've got a lot to get on with, haven't you?
Oh, no, no. No rush. Hey, Jezza, you don't play poker at all, do you?
Nah. Bit of pointing, but not poker.
Oh, pity. I think we're going to be short tonight.
I've brought you some tea.
You just leave it there.
You should have it now.
I want to get this finished.
Why didn't you get Bert to do that?
Because I wanted to do it.
Well, just stop for a minute.
By the time he brings the cows back, I want this shed badger-proof.
David, stop!
Give me the hammer!
No, you were up at four, you didn't have any lunch.
I wasn't hungry.
You want to make yourself ill? You've got to stop for 5 minutes and drink this tea.
All right. Oh, my knees.
Come and sit down.
Right, just 5 minutes then, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh. Oh, that's good.
I've just looked in on the three reactors.
In the condemned cell.
Do you remember when Arabella had her cough?
Not really, no.
It was one of those lovely warm days we had in September, just before Josh's birthday.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You sat up with her.
Great little heifer calf. First of many, we thought.
What a waste, eh?
Hello? Anyone about?
Round here. Is that Alistair?
I think so.
Ah, there you are. Pip said you were out here.
Hi, Alistair.
Hi.
Shula sent these. No consolation for positive TB tests, I know, but...
Cakes.
Fruit buns.
She's turning into mum. If all else fails, bake something.
Do you all want to go with your tea?
Yeah, all right, then.
And she sends her commiserations.
Tell her thanks from us, won't you?
Yeah, sure. Did you get hold of Tim? Hmm?
Tim Hathaway?
Yeah, David's been trying to ring him.
Have you?
Mm. Yeah, I want you to know who they'd sold Honeysuckle Cottage to.
And?
Take a guess.
Not Matt Crawford, by any chance?
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to become the Squire of Ambridge or something? Better have another one of those.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Like he's buying up every available property in the village.
Well, I can tell you one thing. He's not buying Woodbine Cottage, not at any price. He can play Ambridge Monopoly with someone else.
Doesn't take a hint, does he?
Oh, Kenton's all right. So the mystery.
Greg Turner came in the pub last night.
Oh, yeah?
He looked like he'd been hit by a truck.
Well, not a truck exactly.
Was that you?
I never laid a finger on him.
But you knew about it?
Oh, I was there. Supervising operations.
Chazzo?
He had it coming, Fallon, you know he did.
Yeah, but did you have to give him such a battering?
What? How was Mr. Restrained? Mick would have...
Look, I know Greg went way too far, but please, let it lie now before someone ends up in hospital, or worse.
You try to lighten the mood a bit and she's down on you like a bag of tombstones.
Well, Linda does take her directing seriously.
Do you want to grab that end?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
And... There.
Oh, yes. One ordinary kitchen table becomes an arena for mortal combat.
At least a game of cards.
I have to say, I find it quite terrifying at times.
Well, Elizabeth, is this?
Oh, hi, Al.
No, Linda. You know, when she gets a bee in her bonnet about these mystery plays.
Oh, don't tell me that. I've just agreed to play one of the kings.
Oh, that's good news.
Is it?
I was starting to think I'd have to play all three.
Can I put these beers in the fridge, Kenton?
Yeah, help yourself.
Is there any news on the third one?
No, but Robert's playing Gabriel, apparently.
As well as doing the set. Just move those cans over.
He must be a glutton for punishment.
Well, I don't think he had much choice, to be honest. Do you want one now?
Well, if you insist.
Thought you'd say that.
Well, could you set up the chips, Nudge?
Yeah, £80 worth each to start.
Is that all right with you, Al?
Yeah, fine. You want a glass, don't you, Nigel?
Oh, yes, please. How many players?
I think it'll just be the four tonight.
Okay.
I couldn't persuade Frank to risk his wages this week. I'm pretty sure Ronnie from the photographic shop will turn up, though.
8, 9, 10. Oh, how are Ruth and David?
Very down, as you might imagine.
What's this?
They had three reactors on their TB test yesterday.
Oh. I didn't realise.
So, they'll be slaughtered next week.
Thanks. Mm. And they're still under restrictions?
Yep.
Well, they'll get compensation for the animals, though, won't they?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make up for it, really.
Oh, good. Kodak Ronnie's made it.
Can I come in?
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
The bottom door is on the latch there.
Yeah. Come in.
Thank you.
Have you come to play poker?
If that's all right with you boys.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let me take your coat.
What a gentleman.
Nige, another stack of chips for the lady, please.
My pleasure.
Wow, that's a nice top. It's very...
Well, I thought it probably gets pretty hot in here.
Yeah. Can I get your drink?
Just water, please.
Now, I know what you're thinking, Usha. Does Ronnie have that flush yet? Or is he waiting on the river?
Oh, I'll have another one, Nige, while you're there.
Okay.
You know the river, don't you? That's the last card to be turned over.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Or maybe Big Al has it. Or is he bluffing?
Sorry, Alistair, did you want one?
No, I'm fine.
Jolly good.
So, what's it to be?
Cool.
Cool. And the dealer? Calls. Right now, it's that all-important final card. The maker of fortunes, the breaker of hearts. The river.
Fave.
Ooh, Kodak Ronnie bets five. All eyes are on our charming guest again. And who can blame us?
If I wanted to raise, how much could I raise by?
Well, it's pot limit. So whatever's in the pot now, plus your five to call Ronnie.
Oh, no, that's too much. Raise 20.
Wait.
Fold.
Oh, you're trying to scare me away, aren't you, Usha? What do you think, Nige?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm well out of it.
Well, the boy Archer doesn't scare so easy. And another 20. Bet's 45, Ronnie. Are you in? Or are you... The Prince of the Polaroids folds. Now then, let's see what Usha will...
Cool.
Ooh, you want to keep me honest, are you, Usha? Well, I'm as honest as the day's long. Because I had the flush. See? With my king, the queen of clubs, plus those three on the board.
Ooh. Well, that means I've got a flush, too. I can't count that ace, can't I?
She's got you there, Kenton.
Well, am I glad I got out early?
That does beat yours, doesn't it? Kenton?
Yeah, it does.
She had the nuts, Kenton. No arguing with that.
Ronnie, do you want to be dealt in the next hand?
No.
Oh, Ronnie's not going, is he?
No, not this early, no.
He's just off to the bathroom.
I thought he liked me at first, but I'm not so sure now. Perhaps he won't be taking that portrait off me after all.
No, it's nothing like taking a few quid off someone to change the way they feel about you. Isn't that right, Kenton?
Yeah. Katusha?
I trust you, Nigel.
Right here. How about a hand of five-card stud?
Oh, hello.
Yes, why not?
Now, this can get a little complicated, Usha. Perhaps Kenton could explain it to you.
Fold.
One.
What's the time now?
It's half past 12.
Fold.
Look, can you give me a lift home after this hand, Alistair?
Yeah, no problem. Kenton?
No, I'll fold. Send your fiver. You have it, Usha.
All right.
I need to be up early anyway.
Well, thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Interesting game.
Very impressive debut, Usha. Oh. Much better than my first time, wasn't it, Kenton?
Yeah. So, you fancy organising another game for next week, Nigel?
Yeah.
I'd be up for it.
I'm not really sure what I'm doing next week. I'll have to let you know.
So what happens now?
Well, you count up your chips and then exchange them back for cash.
Okay.
Looks like you'll be leaving with rather more than you arrived with.
Quite a bit more.
Great. I thought I was going to enjoy this game.
I know. Just... Come, let me... That's better. All right, should be okay now.
David?
Oh, hi.
I could have done this.
Well, I was awake anyway.
You must be exhausted.
What are you doing up?
No, I woke up and you weren't there.
Well, I hadn't run away, if that's what you were worried about.
Of course not.
You know what I've been thinking while I've had my arm up this cow's backside? In Glebeland, Derek Fletcher, sound asleep under his electric blanket, waiting for his tea's made to wake him up in the morning.
Do they still make tea's maids?
Bet he's got one.
So, what's your point?
The point is that he hasn't got the first idea what it's like for us. Can't even begin to understand.
Can anyone who isn't a farmer?
Well, perhaps not, but he's the one I've got to justify myself to at the parish council.
Hey, here it comes, look.
Our business is going down the pan. He's worried about
not
one badger.
Down the pan.
He's probably killed more than that in the car.
There we go. Nice heifer calf. Great.
No, it's not great, Ruth. It's not great.
David.
Can you tell me what it's all for? Because I'm not sure I know anymore.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.